Blog Talk Radio.
Let the healing begin.
Awaken my soul, come into the light. Awaken my spirit, like your candle burn bright. Awaken my higher self, step down into me.
Good evening. This show is not intended to take the place of orthodox medicine, but to work in conjunction with it. Therefore, if you need to seek medical advice, we advise that you do so. By participating in the Blog Talk Gold Ring Healing Fountain radio show, you are implying that you give permission to receive healing from Source, the universe, all that is, God, or whatever name you call the Supreme Being, by whichever vibration it comes on. For example, Eastern energies facilitate Reiki, etc. Or Western therapies may utilize the Christ angelic energies. This program is non-denominational, so the healing modality will vary depending on the guest speaker. All healing comes from the same source. It may just come on a different vibration, rather like tuning into a different radio station. We ask that you join us with an open heart and mind, with a clear head, i.e. not under the influence of drink or recreational drugs.
Everyone who lives on this earth has a mission to do.
All our healers are working from a place of love and light, with the highest good of mankind and Mother Earth uppermost in heart, thought, and deed. Please relax and enjoy this co-creation. This is your time. We are in the time of now.
Angels are standing in line, they help me and you. So trust what you feel in your heart, and you'll never lose. Awaken my soul, come into the light. Awaken my spirit, like a candle shine bright. Awaken my
Welcome to the Healing Fountain Show. And this is Jan Christie speaking from the United Kingdom and grounding our energies in the US of A. We have Barry Moore, who is also our very special guest tonight, or today, in America. It's only 5 o'clock there. It's 10 o'clock at night here. And Barry won't need much introduction to many of you because his uncle is a medicine man, David Swallow Jr., and he's done many traditional Lakota sun dancers, visions, quests, etc., on the reservation in South Dakota and in Colorado. Are you there, Gary?
I'm here. Hello, everyone. Hi, Jen.
Hiya.
Welcome to yet another installment of The Healing Fountain. And yeah, I guess I'm the guest today.
You're the special guest.
Oh, we're all special.
Oh, we are. Of course we are. And I'd like to just mention, before we actually get into the show, Gary, about the Fire the Grid transmission, which is happening on Wednesday, the 15th of this month. That's 2 days. And it's the purification by fire. And I don't know if everybody knows, but all around the world at certain times of the year, all the light workers take part in firing the grid transmission. and it's now the crystalline grid, which is sort of a matrix which surrounds Mother Earth to protect her and help her to go through the ascension process. And we all sort of send our energies to help all this to happen. And at the individual level, it's manifests a dissolving of the ego and letting go of density in our physical energetic body. And at the institutional level, it's the deconstruction of large institutions that do not serve the collective good anymore. And at the planetary level, it is the removal of all decayed matter from Mother Earth, lighting it up for its ascension. And so on Wednesday, there's another one. And what we need to do, if for the people who don't know, is turn ourselves into a pillar of light. It's very easy. All we do is connect very strongly to Mother Earth, sending our roots right down into Mother Earth, and then get ourselves a tube of light coming from Source, which comes right down through our chakras, right down into Mother Earth, and draw this energy and light down into Mother Earth, and then we can send it out anywhere we need to send it to. Mm-hmm. We can send it all around the earth for healing, or we can send it to particular people for healing, or we can send it up to the crystalline grid. And so that's what everyone will be doing at 8 o'clock my time. That's 8 o'clock BST on Wednesday. So that's 3 o'clock in America, isn't it? Parts of America.
3 p.m. on the East Coast, right. 3 p.m. on the East Coast, right. And 2 p.m. Central, 1 p.m. Mountain, and 12 noon Pacific. So there we go.
I'm glad you know them all.
And I also want to interject that on Wednesday, it's also a full moon and a lunar eclipse.
So, and that's why it's going to be a very powerful time to do this.
Right, right. And that's just enhancing the power of it all. Right.
Yes, it is. But the actual main big firing the transmission this year, firing the grid this year, is going to be 11 minutes past 11 on the 11th of November, which is a very significant date, 2011. So it's 11-11-11. Yeah,
right.
It's going to be a really powerful day, that. And so we'll give you further information about that. Next week, we're all going to be at Avebury. There's going to be Jivanda, Marika, Tia, and loads of Goldbring members all going down for the summer solstice down in Avebury at the Stone Circle. So we'll be down there next week, so we'll tell you all about what's going on down there. Of course, it won't be until the Tuesday morning, which is the day after the show, that we'll actually be going to watch the sun come up. But when we've been there, this will be our third year. And when the sun actually comes up, it's unbelievable. But everybody applauds. Can you believe that?
I can imagine.
The sun comes up every single morning without fail. But when it's the summer solstice or the winter solstice or whatever, all the people who have gone to view this spectacle all applaud. And it's an absolutely brilliant atmosphere. So if you're listening anywhere in the UK or anywhere else in the world and you want to go to Avebury, get yourself over there for the 21st, which is next Tuesday, 20 past four in the morning, we get down there to watch the sun come up. And it really is a powerful experience. And I'm glad I've actually done that in my life, you know.
And for the third year in a row, I'll be over here in the U.S. anchoring things at this end. So,
yeah.
But I'll be there in spirit.
On your Merkaba. Your crystal.
Oh, absolutely,
Merkaba.
Yeah.
Yes.
Just don't double park my Merkaba. too close to the front porch. Anyway.
That's right. Anyway, so Gary has been an announcer and a DJ, narrator, a videographer and a TV cameraman, audio engineer and video editor. What else have you been, Gary?
I don't know.
The founder of Waka Media Productions. And he creates his own audio and video effects. And he has his own crazy music show at night with Daddy G on Blog Talk Radio. And Gary has been very spiritually minded for over 20 years, haven't you, Gary?
Yes, I have, yeah. I've led a very deeply spiritual life, right.
Yeah. with the teachings and traditions of the Lakota Sioux Nation. So we thought, being that we have a live Red Indian on our show, that we would start off with a Red Indian flavored song. So here's Tatanka, especially for you, Gary. I found this one for you.
Tatanka Manapia.
Yeah.
Lively, yes.
Yeah, it was. I could just see them all dancing around the campfire there, like you, Gary. Brilliant. I'd love to have a go at that, actually. I think I used to be a Red Indian in another life.
You're not the first. There have been many, many others also that were Red Indians in past lives. Totally getting that.
And somebody once said to me, why does everybody have a Red Indian spirit guide? And I said, that's because the Red Indians were very spiritual people. And so they're still continuing their work now that they've passed over.
Right.
So that's
right.
Why there's loads of Red Indian spirit guides.
I can remember about 10 years ago when we were all gathered together, and it was a wintry night. We were about to crawl in the sweat lodge, and it was snowing. It was in Colorado. And my Uncle David was there leading the lodge. And there were a couple of other elders there, too. One of them, his name was Al Tail. And Al and David were talking as things were getting ready to get started. And we were crawling into the sweat lodge, and there were a whole bunch of us. And I was a little bit younger back then. And there were a lot of mixed bloods and white people and not necessarily Indians. But Uncle David said to Al Tail, he says, look at all these young people, you know, about to crawl in the lodge. And Al says, these young people are our ancestors that come back to pray with us.
Wow.
There's a lot to that. Yeah.
Yeah. Just one question, Gary. Why did you have to crawl into the sweat lodge? Is it because the little doorway is so small, or is it because...
The doorway is small on purpose. It's made small intentionally. So you humble yourself and you crawl in the dirt on Mother Earth on your hands and knees and humble yourself as you enter the lodge. Yeah, that's why.
Yeah, that figures. Yeah, that's good.
Right.
Right. Well, you're our special guest. I just wondered if it was anything to do with, no, you don't drink, do you not? You don't drink fire water because it's not compatible with Red Indian blood, is it?
No, it's not.
I heard that. Is that right? Is that right, Gary? Hello?
We don't have the genetics.
Oh, right. Is that what it is?
Europeans have been drinking fire water for hundreds of years, you know, and they have the genetics kind of to resist it, or, you know, genetic resistance. Some of them, anyway.
Now I know that I've got Red Indian blood because there's no way I can drink. I have one glass of wine and that's my lot. I can't drink anything more than that or else I'm under the table or making a fool of myself or, you know, doing something stupid. So, I can't do that. Anyway, I think we've had enough of that. I think we'll put the link in the chat room before I give away all my secrets. And
okay.
If you will. And then
there's the link.
Yeah, so if you
just get everyone to click the link and pull up the player on YouTube. Pause the player and mute the sound. And when you've done that, send us a heart in the chat room to let us know that you're ready.
Right. Here's my heart coming up, my ticket to ride. But before we actually play the video, when everybody's put their hearts in, we're going to ask Gary to come and talk to us about what he's going to speak about today.
Yes. What I'm going to speak about today are these visions. A long time ago, I would sit on the hill for, you know, 4 days, fasting and praying, no food, no water. And it's called a humblecha. And that humblecha, the very word humblecha means crying for a vision. And I would go out there and I would cry for the vision, you know, like so many others would do as well. And many, many spiritual insights, many medicines, ideas of how to get medicines, came as a result of these visions. And there were times when I would come down off the hill with nothing, you know. Anyway, as a result of doing that for, you know, a few years, this past winter, I had received three very, very powerful visions, and this was probably the most powerful. And what I've done has been created guided meditations to take everyone on a shamanic journey, if you will, in a meditative state, and replicate the vision in everyone. And this particular vision was very synchronistic, because I had this vision that night, the night before, and it was very, very powerful, and I remember it implicitly as I have remembered these visions. I'm not the kind of guy that has dreams every night, you know, that remembers their dreams. For me, they do come through like visions, and this one was very, very powerful. Anyway, the next morning, the very, very next morning after receiving this vision, I learned that the earthquake had hit Japan.
Mm.
So, and it was very, very synchronistic of equilibrium and balance. The vision that I received was about Mother Earth very, very symbolically achieving equilibrium and balance throughout her whole surface. And the earthquake in Japan was very synchronistic in letting me know that the earth is already bringing that about. Now, it looks tragic. It looks like a tragic thing that's happening to Japan and elsewhere. However, at the higher level, when we pull back away and look at the bigger picture, the earth is attaining, again, this balance, this equilibrium, where all of us, every inhabitant of Mother Earth, is going to have equal rights to water, shelter, fire, and food. And I'm talking about good, clean water and healthy, organic food. And every inhabitant, as I take you through this shamanic journey later on in the show, every inhabitant is going to have equal rights to these things. You know, it's part of your birthright. Going away and falling away is this dog-eat-dog structured way of thinking of life is hard and it must be a struggle. We must struggle in order to survive. Simply, the fact that we are is enough. And that is what the vision told me. And the confirmation of that was the result, you know, the resulting earthquake in Japan, because Mother Earth is going to seek equilibrium and balance, and she's going to do it a lot more quickly than we took to create the imbalance, because that's what it does, and that's what's going on. And that was confirmation the following morning when I woke up after receiving that vision and learning that what had happened, what had taken place in Japan. So I have not recorded this yet. I'm going to be reading it live for the very, very first time here on the show, and I'll be recording it later. Yeah. But it's a meditation, but it's more than a little more than that. I'll be taking everyone on a bit of a shamanic journey. So.
And it sounds like what the fire, the grid is all about, doesn't it? We're helping that process by all meditating together as light workers all around the world at a certain time. For example, 8 o'clock on Wednesday, the 15th of June, this Wednesday, 8 o'clock BST, 3 p.m. EDT. And it all helps to create and manifest what Mother Earth is achieving for herself as well, and what we're trying to achieve for ourselves.
Mm-hmm. And I've participated in the previous two Fire the Grids Blog Talk radio shows. I believe Erica and Dwayne did one a couple of years ago that I was in on.
Yes, that, me too. I was at that as well.
Yeah, there were a lot of people at that one. It's just amazing energy. Yeah,
I've been doing it since about 2007. Every year, to find the grid.
Uh-huh.
And we also
I have
did
been
the,
too.
Yeah, the Unity Wave as well, we did last year, didn't we?
Yes, yeah. We did the Unity Wave last year too.
Yeah. And I think the more people that get involved in it and helping to manifest it, I think it, you know, just really creates that much more power, doesn't it? And especially, as you said, when it's full moons and things like that, you know, very powerful times of the year, and equinox is coming up and things, you know, it all really helps.
Those are the real deal. Well, full moons and eclipses and
of course they are.
That's the real stuff.
Mm. And it's the powerful things that our ancients used to tune into. And I mean, such as Avery, all the stone circles and Glastonbury and Stonehenge were all built on very powerful ley lines, because the ancients knew that they could tune into these energies. And so that's why they built churches on ley lines, and, you know, ancient sacred sites are all built on ley lines.
Right.
And it's all utilizing anything you can use, isn't it?
Exactly.
So do you do your planting at certain times of the year as well, like other people? Well, not certain times of the year. I mean, certain times of the month, such as when it's a full moon or whatever.
We try to. We try to plant during the new moon or the dark of
the
moon.
Yeah, the new moon. Yeah.
Right. And set new intentions and so forth. And, you know, weather permitting, of course, and all, et cetera. But the big plan, the big intent is to try to do it as close to, or if not, you know, or on the new moon, or as close to it as possible, right?
Mm. because it really helps. Because, I mean, people in our everyday world now have become so cynical that they poo-poo everything that the ancients used to live by, don't they?
Right.
I don't know if a lot of people think they're too sophisticated to adhere to the old ways, but, you know, I mean, it's been classed as old wives' tales and all sorts of things, hasn't it? But really, it's been going on for generations and generations, and the ancients knew all the tricks, didn't they?
Yes, they did. And they were very in tune to nature and in tune to the planet and all the other planets and the alignments of and the phases of the moon and all those things that's the truth. It's the real, like I said, it's the real thing. You know, your equinoxes and your solstices and the new moons and eclipses and all that stuff is, they were very in tune to that. And they matched their own cycles with those cycles of the earth. And we've kind of grown away from that or grown apart from that in our sophistication as we've come up in this modern world. And poo-pooed a lot of it away as, you know, being old wives' tales and stuff of fiction and myth, when it's really actually the truth. You know, nature is the truth.
Of course it is. And people underestimate the power of the moon also. I mean, they forget that the moon actually pulls the tide in and out twice a day. So they've got the power over that amount of water. Think of the power it has over us when we've got a certain amount of water in us. Well, 90% water, something like that. So the moon does actually have quite a strong pull, especially on women, they say, don't they?
Right, exactly.
Yeah. Anyway, I think it's time for our video. So I'll do the countdown, or unless you want to do the countdown and I'll press play. It's up to you, whatever.
I will let you do it because only you can do it the way you do it.
I don't know about that, but go on, I'll have a go then. Okay then, so if you get ready to press play as soon as I say, I'll count you down. So it's 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, press play. And we have the soundtrack uploaded for the listeners.
When the European first came here, Columbus, we could drink out of any river. If the Europeans had lived the Indian way when they came, we'd still be drinking out of water, because the water is sacred. The air is sacred. Our DNA is made of the same DNA as the tree. The tree breathes what we exhale. When the tree exhales, we need what the tree exhales. So we have a common destiny with the tree. Atmosphere is corrupted, then it will create its own reaction. Mother is reacting.
And the world has become, quote, a market. And it's this market that we have to deal with. And it's this idea of boundless and endless resources. And when you say resources, you're talking about our relatives. You're talking about our family. Fish are our family. It's not a resource. It's a family. It requires all the respect. Structure of the world itself is such, it functions on natural law, and the natural law is a powerful regenerative process. There's a process of regeneration that continues and grows and is endless. It's absolutely endless if everyone agrees to the law and follows the law. But if you challenge the law and you think you're going to change the law, then you're bound to failure. And in that failure will be a lot of pain, because the natural law has no mercy. It is only the law. The earth is all powerful. Wasn't made here for human beings. He said, we're part of it. But we don't have to be here, because the earth has its own process. And if it becomes to the point where you destroy yourself as human beings and you destroy life and finally leave this earth, the earth's not going to disappear. There's not going to be an end of the world. That's really a very interesting concept to us. No, the world won't end. People's life on it will. So it's not the end of the world you're talking about, it's the end of us. And the world, no matter what damage you think you've done to it, will regenerate, will re-green, will redo everything that was here at one time, except there won't be any people. Because it's got all the time in the world. As you're coming down the final stretch, you're racing towards the finish, and there is the stone wall, and you're not pulling your horse. You're not stopping. You're in fact accelerating. That's the way I see the use of what you call resources. You're using them faster than they're reproducing. And you're headed toward that disaster, and none of you are pulling your horse. And every day that you don't do what's right is a day that you've lost an option. And you're losing your options every day. No tree grows by itself. A tree is a community. Certain trees, certain plants will gather around certain trees, and certain medicines will gather around those certain plants. So that if you kill all the trees, if you cut all the trees, and you're destroying the community, you're not just destroying a tree, you're destroying a whole community that surrounds it and thrives on it, and that may be very important medicine for people or for animals. So you've lost a community. And if you clear cut, which is what's happening in America and Canada a great deal these days, and I guess around the world, then you are really a very destructive force. And simply replanting trees is not replanting community. You lost a lot in the process. If you don't understand that, you will. And that understanding comes in a very difficult manner. That of the 100 dominant economic units in the world today, 100 largest economic units, and that's the word they used was units, 49 are countries and 51 are corporations. Now, you digest that for a second. What does that mean? it means that corporations are the driving force of decision-making today. And corporations are not concerned with human rights. They're not concerned with human life. They're not even concerned with a proper wage for the people that are working for them. So what kind of decisions are going to be made on our behalf by this economic power, these corporate states, I call them? Oh, there's going to be hell to pay, as they say, for some of the things that are going on now. So I think that people have to become aware and become awake, and not, and power is always in the people's hands, authority. They need to come of one mind, and they need to challenge the values that are being shoved at them today, because this has become a consumer society. It's driven by economics. It's not driven by common sense. You know, it's not good sense to follow somebody just because. Why? You can't give me an answer why you follow him, but if he were going to do something like jumping off a cliff, would you follow him? Would you do that? Use your sense. Use your common sense. Everybody should be their own leader. In other words, do your thinking for yourself. And we look about for allies. We look about for friends. We look about for people who will understand and agree with those mandates of peace that we are now placing in your hands. All life. And it is your responsibility and it is your duty to look after all life. And so when he was speaking like that, he wasn't talking about our aunts and our uncles and our cousins and our fathers and our mothers. He was talking about all life. He was talking about the trees. He was talking about the fish, animals, everything that grows, everything with life, because it is a family.
dearest Wei Xiaowen, I would like to ask you to take a deep breath and focus on your connection with our Mother Earth. Become aware of the fact that you're in touch with her, your feet lightly touching her, and become aware of the fact that many feet are touching her right now, in all countries, all over the world. Close your eyes and visualize this with me. We are all standing on her, holding each other's hands. We surround her like a giant wheel with spokes of light coming from our hearts together into the center space that lies deep within our grandmother Earth. As we see her crystal heart and as we take this deep breath again, we feel the beating of our heart through our bodies, and we all start to slightly move on the melody of her heartbeat as one heart. We feel this energy reaching our heart centers, and our hearts feel so warm, they're overflowing with love, and the energy you can imagine as the purest light flows to the center of the earth. And we become aware of our connection again. And we know we are all related. Mitakoye Oyasin. When the energy reaches our eyes, we feel our heads lifting a tiny bit up, and we see our Father Sky. And when we see beyond Father Sky, we see a giant book floating in space. On the cover of the book is written, Book of Healing Requests, and the book opens. We can write down all names we would like in that book, but the first name you may write down in grace is your own name. Please go ahead and write it in there. Right now, you are a receiver of healing energy, and you may direct this energy to any human being, animal, or plant you want by writing down the names in the book. You may write them down underneath the healing fountain list that is already in there. I'll give you a little bit of time to write the names down. Please go ahead now. And when all names are written in the book, we see that the book closes and drops slightly down into the center of Mother Earth. Thank you, Mother Earth, for all the love that you give. Feel the gratitude and sit down very comfortable and be surrounded by this energy. And listen to a beautiful meditation from our special guest. Thank you very much.
And our special guest today is Gary Moore. Thank you, Gary.
Through the power of our intention, we are placing great focus upon the development of our power of concentration. This meditation is a method which will guide us through our concentrated focus. We will then journey to creative presence and create balance for the planet together. Please now, start relaxing your body. Find a comfortable place to either sit or lie down. Simply make sure that your spine is straight and that your arms and legs are uncrossed. For this allows your natural channels of energy to open and flow freely. Place the center of your attention upon your heart center. Now feel your pulse. Deeply entering into the silence of your being right now. Feel your connection to the source of all life. Breathe and allow the power of creation to move through you. Let everything else go. Now, place all of your attention upon your heart pulse. Feel your heart. Feel God. Feel God within you. Feel your breath rising and falling, like waves rising and falling. Now, breathe the words, I am. Call forth the mighty I am presence within you. Call forth the mighty I am presence through your sacred fire love. To please bring healing to our mind, to our emotions. To help remove the veil which conceals the soul. Help us to open more fully to receive the divine, removing all that is opposed to that opening. We call forth the powers of nature and the forces of the elements, our beloved Mother Earth and all of her kingdoms. Help us to open our heart so that our love for life may water your barren lands, feed the hungry, and nurture the poor and the weak. Connect now to the I Am presence of all humanity, with all of our brothers and sisters. We join together as one family. What one experiences, we all experience together in the new matrix of one. Now, with full feeling, connect with the I Am presence within you. Inhale deeply through your nostrils and exhale deeply through your mouth 3 times. Beloved brothers and sisters, the only way that we can progress into higher states of consciousness is to have absolute control over our thoughts. Clear thinking and concentrated vision is paramount to actualize our new forms of creation, both inwardly and outwardly. The key to our successful advancement into dimensional shift is to keep up with the accelerating frequencies of the Earth. we are now constantly assimilating high-frequency streams of light every day. We must place nurturing attention upon our body's frequencies, then make adjustments to any changes we may be taking place. It is through our peace and our poised intensity that we elevate a planet in its race. Concentration in the heart opens us fully to the I Am Presence, removing all that is in resistance to this greater opening. Please now, deeply feel and merge with your I Am Presence. Our intention is to make quietude of the mind and to make contact with the I Am Presence. In this meditation, keep the silent mental consciousness upward to all that is above mind. You may feel a sensation of your consciousness rising upward. Allow yourself to enter into divine peace, power, knowledge, and bliss. Feel the descent of these things into your nature. In these next few minutes, place all of your attention into the crown center, just above the head. Call for the descent of your I Am Presence. Then, only concentrate upon the words, I am that I am. Please now, I invite you to come with me on a special journey. Within your consciousness, you now find yourself in the crystal vortex of a large mountain. Sitting upon a ledge at the top of a rugged peak, you gaze into the distance. You see miles of mountains and feel such a greater expanse within you. It is very cold at such a height, and it is very enjoyable to view the landscape, the beautiful landscape, up on the horizon, before you go back to the shelter of the cabin. So beautiful is our Mother Nature, you say to yourself, at such a high place where disharmony and discord are not able to reach. It is as if only the crisp mountain air is able to reach into your heart. In the far distance, you see a gray cloud coming. You feel the developing mist in the air, and the winds are getting colder and colder. The sun has begun setting, and the show of colors are displaying their vibrancy. You feel yourself such a part of the nature. You feel yourself one with the earth. Visualize it and feel it. The ominous gray cloud is coming closer and closer. You see the eagle return flight to the mountain walls. You hear their announcement and the approaching snow that is coming to the summit. You stand up from your rocky vantage points and quickly begin your hike back to the shelter of the cabin. You realize now that your safety is now of utmost importance. The sky darkens quite quickly, and you see and feel the first snowflakes as they begin falling on your shoulders. Finally, you arrive at the high-altitude shelter. As you open the door, you feel the warmth from the remaining logs still burning in the fireplace from before. A sensation of well-being permeates your body. There is a large, comfy armchair in front of the fire, and you feel so tired. You are ready to rest your weary body. You put some more logs on the fire to reawaken the flames. Sparks of all colors begin rising up the chimney. Breathe and feel it. You are enchanted by the beauty of the flames. Your eyes grow heavy and start closing, as a deep sense of soft, lucid awareness overwhelms all of your senses. You are now walking in a very hot and dry, dusty place. The ground is cracked by the lack of rain. The rain, which is so longed for by the people, has not made its presence yet this year. Far away in the distance, you see what seems to be a settlement, a group of huts belonging to a tribe. You continue walking towards them. You are now very close to the huts, and you are in a state of semi-dehydration. It is so hot. You see some indigenous people huddling in a little spot of shade near the huts. You greet them and suddenly realize that their sight is totally gone. You feel their sense of hopelessness and despair, of the pain of life. You hear their thoughts that some of the people will not survive if food and water do not come. You continue walking until you see a group of cows, almost to the point of bearing their bones. Some of them are lying on the ground without the strength to even stand. You keep walking, so uncomfortable by the heat. A very deep sentiment of loving compassion for these people start to penetrate into your heart. These poor people that have been waiting for the rain for so long, waiting for a source of food, for the resources to better their lives. The suffocating heat starts to have its effect on you. You feel so weary, yet you keep walking. You approach one of the huts made of mud and straw, looking for a little shade of your own. Surprisingly, you see a very young girl, about 3 years old, lying in the dust with a blank stare. She is surrounded by flies. Immediately, you sit down next to her, completely forgetting about your own weary state, and intuitively hold her in your arms. She is burning hot. She does not seem to respond to your kind caresses. Her look is completely lost in her people's poverty and despair, in such hopelessness. Your heart breaks wide open, and you begin pouring all of your love and compassion into this dying child. Your love then reaches out to all people of the earth who are in these dire situations of poverty, starvation, and who lack the resources and opportunity to rehabilitate. You feel all the encompassing love of the Earth Mother coming into your heart. Please now, concentrate all of your love into your heart center. Keep the attention there and breathe in the feeling of these words as you allow your mighty I Am presence to come through you. I am love and compassion. There is an abundance of clean water upon the earth. I am love and compassion. There is an abundance of organic food upon the earth. There is an abundance of sustainable resources upon the earth. These resources are distributed evenly amongst all peoples of the earth. I am love and compassion. there is an abundance of clean water, good shelter, fire, and organic food upon the earth. Your back, feeling the familiar armchair within the mountain shelter. You notice the fire flickering softly as you again drift back into the lucidity of your journey. You feel the overwhelming need to carry out an important mission, a mission of the I Am Presence. You step out of the cabin and back into the icy mountain storm. Your vision now contemplates millions of ice-like crystallized water droplets. A very intense cold penetrates all the cells of your body. You feel a metamorphic shift occurring within you. Your crown chakra is expanding. You see flashes of light in your vision. Your body is vibrating from head to toe as your mighty I Am Presence descends upon you. A loud humming noise is in your ears. Then your body is transformed into a mist. This mist then penetrates into the core of the icy mountain storm. Please now, place your attention upon the crown center, just above the head. Keep the attention there and breathe in the feeling from these words. I am the receiver and the giver of life. I am the receiver and the giver of life. I am the receiver and the giver of life. Thousands upon thousands of white clouds are forming in the sky. They begin increasing in size as the ice evaporates. They start their journey with you as one of those clouds. You are without course or direction, just allowing the divine wind to move you according to her will. Below, you see huge groups of birds. Off in the distance, you see what seems to be a group of huts belonging to a settlement of nomads living in the dust. The clouds are directed there, guided by divine will. To the group of humble dwellings, the clouds continue in the direction of the village. The native people start coming together, observing with great joy the arrival of these white clouds that start to cover the great burning sun and provide shade for these people. A huge shadow starts to cover the vast desert savanna. The village is now covered with great cloud formation. You notice a white dove flying out of the middle of the white clouds. She is so beautiful. A pure stream of white sparkles comes off of her tail. And the dove flies close to one of the huts. There is a 3-year-old girl lying there in despair. The dove flies around her, and a dazzling white feather comes off of her tail. It descends gently in a spiraling movement until it reaches the young child. The white feather lands softly upon her mouth, then becomes the purest essence of water. Please now, place all of your concentration upon your third eye, between your brows. keep the attention there and breathe in with full feeling these words. I am the consciousness of nature. I am balance. I am the consciousness of nature. I am balance. I am the consciousness of nature. I am balance. With your concentration still within your third eye, deeply connect to your higher divine self and say this: in the name of my mighty I Am presence, I call forth divine intervention and qualify that this request be fulfilled. If in alignment with the evolutionary plan for the earth and the highest good of all. I call for the redistribution of the balance of the rainfalls, the melting ice, and all flows of water upon planet Earth, so that peace, ecological equilibrium, and an abundance of sustainability prevails for all of nature. May the places of drought become balanced with fertility, and may the places of flooding become dry and sustainable for the highest good of Earth and all her people. Beloved mighty I Am presence, please redistribute all the world's resources so that all people in all nations are equally and abundantly sustained to their highest potential as an ascended, free being of divine light and love. Beloved Mother, Father, God, bring harmony and equilibrium to the harmony of life. As you begin your journey home, you glance back and see the sparkle return to the eyes of the beautiful young girl. The source of life has returned to her heart. She stands and lifts her eyes and begins dancing in the divine nectar of the falling rain. The sacred water that brings divine nourishment to her people and the land. You are returning to awakened consciousness. Back to now. Back to your body in the room that you're in. You are becoming more aware of your physical body. Allow it to gently stretch, move. And when you're ready, gently open your eyes. Beloved ones, as we step up our work here on this planet, we are reminded that there is no spiritual endeavor that can resist a strong, penetrating energy of concentrated focus, as this is the mind of the divine plan. What is so important in our desired manifestation is that we keep our energy concentrated long enough to see our designs to completion and to only see the direction we want to go. This is the highest use of God's vision, for it's only through our peace and poised intensity do we ascend a planet and its race to co-create the incoming Golden Age. Thank you for joining me on this journey. Blessings to you on this path of light.
Oh, sorry, we have to cut Return to Innocence from Enigma because we're fast running out of time. But we want to thank Gary for the fabulous meditation. It was absolutely brilliant, Gary. Thank you very much for that. And that was Gary's vision, which he put into a meditation. We're going to record it shortly. So we'll be able to maybe get that on a CD. Is that right, Gary?
Yes, I'll put it available for a download on MP3. Yes. And thank you. Thank you for allowing me to take you on the journey. I hope everyone enjoyed it.
Oh, we did. It was absolutely fabulous. Brilliant. If you can find our last track, Gary, that we're going to play, I would just like to mention about next week for the people who weren't here earlier. And next week, we're going to be at Avery, so there's going to be Javanda and Marika and Tia and loads of people there. And Gary over here in America, grounding energies over here for us. But we're going to be telling you all about Avery next week. And I'm really looking forward to that because we're going to be taking part in a very powerful summer solstice ceremony there.
Right.
And also, yeah, I'd like to just mention not to forget to tune in to Brother Sean. Do you remember Brother Sean Bradley, our spirit lap dancer? That was it, spiritual lap dancer. He's on livestream.com, Heart to Soul Interfaith Prayer Channel at 9 a.m. BST, and I think it's 3 p.m. BST and 9 p.m. BST. So if you're on EDT, just knock 5 hours off those times to know when to tune in. So, and it's certainly worth tuning in there. And I'm going to be doing some live stream recordings myself on there shortly when I come back.
Wonderful.
From Avery. Looking forward to that. Because I've got the perfect face for radio. I don't know about TV. Anyway.
Well, that's fabulous. I look forward to it.
And
looking forward to connecting with the gang over in Avery next week. And hope all of you can connect with the gang as well. I'll be there in spirit. And I'll be here. So looking forward to it.
And we're going to play out with you and Miss Magical singing the Heart Song. Did you find that for me, Gary?
No, I didn't. there it is. The Miss Magical.
Oh,
I found
good. Be quick, then. 90 seconds to go. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in with us.
Thank you, everyone. I love you all. Many blessings.
Thank you, Gary, once again. Fabulous. Night, God bless.